Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the Senate as it took its long-awaited vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill deals with part of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, the part involving traditional physical infrastructure like roads and bridges. And, of course, Biden was pleased with the vote.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
Biden, alongside Vice President Harris, spoke at a news conference after the vote. He thanked senators for working across the aisle on the measure.
I know compromise is hard for both sides, but it's important, it's necessary for democracy to be able to function. So I want to thank everyone on both sides of the aisle for supporting this bill. Today, we prove that democracy can still work. A lot more work to do.
The bill had a rough road to the final vote with lengthy negotiations. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged the long process.
Now, Mr. President, it's been a long and winding road.
So, too, did Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware.
There's a lot of troubled water in our country. Troubled water. And I like to think of this legislation crafted together across the aisle, bipartisan, with the administration. We created a bridge over troubled waters. Think about that, a bridge over troubled waters. And right at a time when we really needed one. And we could use a few more as we go along.
The bill did have its critics, including former President Donald Trump. He repeatedly blasted the bill, saying Democrats would use it in election campaigns, and even threatening to primary Republican senators who vote for it. But those threats came to naught, as 19 Republicans ended up voting yes. Senator Rob Portman is a Republican from Ohio.
And we've heard over the years, in fact, over the decades, about the need for us to fix our infrastructure. Every president in modern times has talked about it. President Bush, President Obama, President Trump, President Biden. We've talked about it a lot here. There's a joke around town that Infrastructure Week has come and gone so many times that people are a little cynical when we talk about it. Well, today is Infrastructure Day.
The measure contains funding for roads and bridges, public transit programs, clean water projects, electric grid modernization, broadband internet, and other hard infrastructure projects. But it does not include the other part of Biden's plan, so-called human infrastructure, like an expanded child tax credit, paid family and medical leave, and universal preschool. Those are in a second infrastructure bill that's packaged as a budget resolution so that it won't need Republican votes. And indeed, Republicans blasted that bill even as they were moving ahead on the bipartisan bill. John Thune is a Republican from South Dakota.
In addition to taxes that will burden hardworking Americans and hurt our economy, Democrats are contemplating a new welfare benefit with no associated work requirement. Lots and lots of free stuff, like 2 free years of community college. Elements of Democrats' most extreme socialist fantasy, the Green New Deal, amnesty for individuals here in our country illegally, funding for tens of thousands, yes, tens of thousands of new IRS agents.
But immediately after the vote on the bipartisan bill, Democratic Senate Leader Schumer began the process of moving forward on the budget resolution. And independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is ready. He says he understands many Republican lawmakers are shocked that Biden and Democrats are finally addressing the needs of working families, not the 1%.
That's not the way things usually happen around here. Usually it's the big money interests, the campaign contributors, and the lobbyists who call the tunes. But not today. Today, we move this country in a very different direction.
The bipartisan bill is expected to go to a vote in the House of Representatives after it returns from the summer recess. The Progressive Caucus is threatening to withhold its members' votes unless the Senate first passes the budget resolution with the human infrastructure package. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.